In March 1941, engineers began operating a unique wind tunnel that would test hundreds of aircraft and spacecraft designs. Now, that tunnel serves as the inspiration for a brand new facility that will accelerate NASA's goals in aeronautics, space exploration, and science.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Most of the aircraft models tested in NASA Langley's 20-foot vertical spin tunnel were modified in some way to ensure their controls could pull them out of a spin. After all, that's why the tunnel was built, to study aircraft stall and spin characteristics with the aim of preventing deadly tailspin accidents. The tunnel works much like an indoor recreational skydiving facility. A technician stands outside the test section and gently launches a model into the vertically rising airstream. Now, a new vertical wind tunnel is being constructed as part of Langley's Flight Dynamics Research Facility, opening in late 2024. This facility will house the first large wind tunnel built by NASA in over 40 years. From urban air mobility to autonomous flight vehicles, from crew capsules to launch abort systems, research in this facility will put a whole new spin on future flight dynamics. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.